Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Jess. I'm returning your call from customer support. You left your number for us to call you back. How may I help you?
I was wondering, I keep seeing this charge on my account. What is it, you know?
Can I get that zip code to pull up that account to further assist you?
Can I what?
Can I get that zip code to pull up that account to further assist you?
06 06351.
06851.
No, 06351.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you said the
it's
number
okay.
8.
It's okay.
And that first and last name?
Scott Corey.
Sir? Hello?
Hello?
That first and last name, sir?
Scott Corey.
Can you spell that first name?
S-C-O-T-T.
S-C-O-T-T.
And Corey, C-O-R-E-Y.
Well, can you provide me with that phone number, sir?
860. Well, can I ask what this is for, though, before I do anything?
In
like,
order
what,
for me to help you with anything, sir, I need an account pulled up with your name.
860-222-5251.
860-222-5251. No, sir, I don't have an account with your name. I got Scott Corey, S-C-O-T-T. Corey is spelled C-O-R-E-Y. The phone number you provided was 860-222-5251, and I don't see you pulling up in our system anywhere.
Well, they keep trying to take $39 out of my account.
Do you know the name of the company, sir? Because we are a third-party customer service center that serves over 100 companies. And normally when our customer has an account, we'll be able to pull them up in our system. Meaning, if it's not with this one of the companies we serve, you won't have an account pulled. We won't be able to pull up an account.
Okay. Alrighty.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah, thanks, bye.